Yeah, it is interesting because, you know, you would think, okay, why not keep it on one date every year?
Yeah.
Well, the date set for Easter is actually based on lunar cycles, not necessarily a particular day. Tradition actually goes back to the equinox, March 21st. So why does Easter come after, you know, the full moon and that kind of thing? Well, early Christians wanted Easter to coincide with Passover because Christ's death and resurrection happened after the Jewish holiday. And so, you know, since the Jewish calendar is actually tied to solar and lunar cycles, the dates of Passover and Easter fluctuate each year. So this is where we get this from. It is tied to the Jewish calendar cycles adopted by Christians, you know, into our modern calendars. And, you know, to celebrate Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection that we call Easter. And, you know, as with any holiday, Romans 14, verse 5 says this: one person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. I mean, like, we're commanded to celebrate Jesus, you know, in communion, right? Until he returns. So why not celebrate the full event itself over, like, the Easter weekend, you know?
So absolutely.
There you go.